Brothers and sisters,
陈表母师呢，这个安息年他跑到中国去了。
So for his sabbatical, our preacher went to.
我这个
Ben went to China.
我呢是安息月来到美国了。
And for my sabbatical, I decided to come to America.
所以作为神的仆人，不管是这个在什么样的年日里面，都要服侍神。
And so as a servant of God, you know, what, no matter what season you're in, you are to serve the God.
我也特别代表北京的福音教会问候你们。
And I bring greetings from the Beijing Evangelical Church.
我们一起做一祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
来到你的面前，我们真是有无尽的感恩。
That we have, so much thanks to coming before you.
因为是你招了我们。是你爱了我们。
You are the one who called us. You are the one who loved us.
真是离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from you, we can truly accomplish nothing.
我们若依靠自己，我们就在你面前是羞愧的。
And if we try to rely on ourselves, we are ashamed.
让我们常常依靠你。
Let us be willing to rely on you always.
靠着你话语，我们可以在你面前刚强站立。
So that we can stand and be bold.
可以胜过黑暗的权势。
And overcome the forces of darkness.
无论在任何的境况下，我们都能够靠着主刚强。
And no matter what kind of circumstance, we can be strong before the Lord.
祝福我们在一起的相交。
And to bless the time we have together.
愿你话语的光充满整个的会堂。
May the light of your word fill this whole congregation.
叫我们满了你的同在。
So that we can be with you.
这是奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
That we pray all this in the name of Jesus.
好，我们打开《撒母耳记上》第十六章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
第一到十三节。
Verses 1 through 13.
这是我要今天跟各位分享的经文。
This is the Bible verses that I will be sharing with the brothers and sisters.
我先来读一下这段经文哈。
I'm gonna read this verse.
这需要两个语言吗？不需要哈。
No, just please follow along in English.
好，我来用。中文读哈。
I'm gonna read here in Mandarin.
耶和华对撒母耳说：“我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚。我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。”撒母耳说：“我怎能去呢？扫罗若听见，必要杀我。”耶和华说。你可以带一只牛犊去，就说我来是要向耶和华献祭，你要请耶西来吃祭肉，我就指示你所当行的事，我所指给你的人你要告他。撒母耳就照耶和华的话去行，到了伯利恒，那城里的长老都战战兢兢地出来迎接他，问他说，你是为平安来的吗？他说，为平安来的，我是给耶和华献祭，你们当自洁，来与我同吃祭肉。撒母耳就使耶西和他众子自洁，请他们来吃祭肉。他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。耶西叫亚比拿达从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说耶和华也不拣选他。耶西又叫沙玛从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说耶和华也不拣选他。耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说这都不是耶和华所拣选的。撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫，撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。在圣经当中呢，我们经常看到这样的模式，
So we often see a pattern in the Bible.
就是类比的模式。
One of comparison.
在旧约当中呢，我们可以看到亚伯和该隐的这种类比。
And so in the very beginning, we see the foils of Abel and Cain.
还有就是以撒和以实玛利的类比。
And also the comparison between Isaac and Ishmael.
雅各和以扫的类比。
The comparison between Jacob and Esau.
在新约当中呢，也经常听到耶稣的讲论。
And so, and in the New Testament, we often hear Jesus' parables.
他也是用类比的方式。
And he also uses this contrast.
你比如说十个童女的比喻。
Such as the parable of the virgins.
就是有五个愚拙的和五个聪明的。
There were five foolish virgins and five smart ones.
还有浪子的比喻。
And then the story of the prodigal son.
小儿子和大儿子的类比。
The comparison between the younger son and the older son.
还有马大和玛利亚的类比。
And also between Martha and Mary.
还有十个大麻风病人的类比。
And then there were the 10 lepers.
有九个都不见了。
9 of them disappeared.
只有一个回来。
One of them came back.
啊，今天我们看到的这段经文。
So the verse we see today.
我们也是看到了两个王。
We see two kings.
这两个王的类比。
The comparison between two kings.
那 Samuel 在当中呢，充当了一个角色。
And so Samuel played an important role here.
而这两个王都是他所高立的。
And because both of these kings were anointed by him.
在这个当中，我们就看到这是一个两个国度的这个交战。
And so here we see a war between two kingdoms.
那我们看到这里面的人物的时候，我们发现这里面的人物呢，有这个扫罗，有撒母耳，有大卫，有这个以利亚等人物哈。
And so we see characters such as Saul and Samuel and David.
那我想呢，从几个这个对比，我们来看这些人物。
And so let us look at these characters through.
第一个呢，就是扫罗和撒母耳。
First is the relationship between Saul and Samuel.
第二个就是这个耶西的两个儿子以利亚和大卫的对比。
And then the comparison between the sons of Jesse and David.
第三个呢就是扫罗和大卫的对比。
And then third is the comparison between Saul and David.
那我们首先看扫罗和撒母耳。
So let's first look at Saul and Samuel.
这个时候我们看到哈，实际上在以色列他们的信仰正在急剧的加速度的堕落的光景里头。
So we see that the faith of Israel is actually in a period of rapid decline.
从哪里可以看到呢？
Where can you see this?
从撒母耳所说的话当中。
In the words that Samuel had said.
撒母耳在这里讲什么呢？
What is Samuel talking about?
因为神吩咐他去要膏这个耶西的儿子。
That God told him to go and anoint the son.
要重新选立一个王。
To select a new king.
要废掉这个现在的王。
And therefore, this current king is going to
要把扫罗的权势从他的身上拿去。
To take away the authority of Saul.
但是这个时候，我们发现撒母耳非常悲伤。
But Samuel's very sad.
而且撒母耳呢，非常的恐惧。
And he was also very afraid.
他悲伤的是什么呢
？What was he sad about?
他悲伤的是信仰的堕落。
He was sad over the decline of faith.
他恐惧的是什么呢
？What was he afraid of?
恐惧的是这个扫罗已经完全的不遵守上帝的道。
That Saul was completely not obeying the word of God.
当人不遵守上帝的道的时候
，When people do not obey the word of God,
他不再依靠耶和华的诫命。
He no longer relies on any order from God.
远离耶和华神。
And departs far from the hand of God.
当人远离耶和华神的时候。
And when people are far away from God,
人一定是用强势来压制人。
They will try to oppress other people by force.
所以我们就看到扫罗这个人物。
So we see Saul.
扫罗呢，他这个后来大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千的时候。
So when we hear when the people started singing,
那个时候
Saul has slain his thousands, David his tens of thousands.
扫罗为了保住自己的王权。
That Saul, in order to protect his own authority,
他会拼命的去追杀大卫。
He tried to kill David.
而这个时候，我们就看到，如果在这个国家新立一个王的时候
，And we see for a new king to come out of this nation.
这个是扫罗是非常不愿意的。
This is something that Saul did not want to happen.
所以扫罗他一定要用权，要用强势来抵挡耶和华神。
And so Saul was trying to oppose God through force.
本来在以色列这个民族
Originally among the people of Israel,
他是 以信仰为主导的国民族。
They were a people led by faith.
他从某种意义上讲是一个国家。
So from a certain point of view, they were a nation.
从另一个意义上看，他更是一个敬拜神的族类。
And from another point of view, they were a tribe who worshipped God.
而如果一个国家是一个敬拜神的时候，
And when a nation is one that worships God,
祭祀和先知在这个国家的位置是非常显赫的。
That the role of the priests and prophets are very prominent in such a nation.
但是这个时候，撒母耳却惧怕扫罗。
But at this time, Samuel is afraid of Saul.
所以我们已经看到哈，这个国家已经完全不再属神了。
And so we see that this nation is no longer.
这个国家的信仰已经加速度堕落。
And the faith of this nation is rapidly declining.
而当这个当很多的这个当很多伯利恒的祭司看到撒母耳的时候，
And when the priests of Bethlehem saw Samuel,
他们却表现的是战惊。
They were trembling when they saw him.
战惊是什么呢？
What is trembling?
战惊是没有了平安。
They had no peace.
扫罗要用强势来控制这个国家。
Saul was trying to control this nation through force.
这是一种极具没有平安的表现。
And so this is a very unpeaceful display.
而这些祭司们见到撒母耳的时候，
And when these people saw Samuel,
他们的表现也是战惊。
They were also in terror.
所以人和人之间的关系发生了很大的问题。
So there was a lot of problems between people.
人和人之间出现了这种问题的时候。
And when the people showed this kind of problem,
就失去了平安。
They lost their peace.
在一个家庭当中，
In a family,
夫妻两个人常常争吵。
If a wife and a husband argue all the time,
那是一个没有平安的家庭。
That's a house without peace.
所以丈夫特别想用强势来压住妻子。
And oftentimes the husband tries to oppress the wife through force.
妻子也特别想用强势来反抗丈夫的领这个带领。
And the wife tries to oppose the husband through force.
所以这家里没有平安。
And so there's no peace in that house.
当夫妻两个人发生争吵的时候，发生争执的时候，
And when they're arguing with each other,
基本上是把神拒绝在了门外。
And that they are rejecting God.
那我们当中呢，有很多的人是从中国来的。
Many of us are from China.
对中国呢，这个多少有些了解。
And you probably have a little bit of understanding of China.
有很多人是在这里边，在这边信主的。
And many of you have become believers here.
那对中国的家庭教会就不是很了解。
So maybe you're not as familiar with China's house churches.
我呢是98年蒙神的呼召。
I was called by the Lord in 1998.
在全世界侍奉神。
To serve God full time.
那在北京的服事，我们经历了很多的神试验我们的过程。
And so there was a lot of testing we experienced while in Beijing.
在北美这个地方，我们在这里聚会。
In North America, when we gather here.
不会担心有警察冲进来。
We don't have to worry about the police breaking our doors down.
但是我们在中国聚会。
But when we meet in China,
常常会有这样的担心。
We have that worry.
当警察冲进来的时候。
And when the police come in.
因为国家的宪法是信仰自由嘛。
Because the laws of the nation purportedly support religious freedom.
所以当他冲进来的时候。
So when they come in.
他不会按照法律去做事。
They don't follow the laws.
他一定是按照势力做事情。
So they act based on violence.
所以当一个国家没有神的时候。
So when a nation doesn't have God,
大家不是平等的。
People are not equal.
没有平安。
There's no peace.
他不是按法律做事。
They don't live according to law.
而是按势力做事。
But according to authority.
所以在家庭当中也是如此。
And that's the way it is in a family.
如果夫妻两个人。
If the husband and wife,
没有神的话语的时候，
they do not have the word of God.
大家一定是按势力做事。
They try to act with authority.
当按势力做事的时候，就失去了平安。
But when you try to do that, then you lose peace.
扫罗这个人，
Saul,
是被以色列推举做王的。
Was raised up by the people of Israel to be king.
一开始看还是一个好王。
At first, he looked like a good king.
身材也很高大。
He was very tall.
相貌也很出众。
and very handsome.
但是走了以后
but, and then after they left,
他的内心里面的世界完全的暴露出来。
His inner world was completely exposed.
他不是依靠耶和华神的人。
He is not one who relies on God.
他私自的献祭。
He selfishly
他私自的去敬拜神。
He selfishly worshiped God.
他不是按照上帝的启示来敬拜。
He did not worship according to God's
revelation. 他更不是按照上帝的心意去打仗。
And he does not fight battles according to the will of God.
所以这样的一个王
this kind of king,
他一定是按势力来做事情。
Is one who tries to
当按势力做事情的时候
according to authority, and when he does that,
当时的以色列民失去了平安。
The people of Israel had no peace.
人和人之间发生了很大的问题。
And interpersonal relationships became very problematic.
那我们再来看以利亚和大卫。
So now let us look at Eliab and David.
那撒母耳来到了耶西的家。
Samuel came to Jesse's home.
他们一同要坐席了。
They were sitting down together.
这是一个非常隆重的仪式。
This is a very important ceremony.
这是一个王登基的场面。
This is a, you know, a circumstance where our king is going to be anointed.
虽然是暗暗做的事情。
Even though it was done in secret.
但是是对整个以色列国家未来一个极其重要的历史事件。
It's a very important historical event for the future of Israel.
就像耶稣的降生。
Just like the birth of Jesus.
耶稣的降生是非常悲惨的。
Jesus' birth was very, under very humble background.
他是降生在了马槽里。
He was born in a manger.
但是那确实一个非常隆重的仪式。
But it was a very important event.
在耶西的家中。
In the house of Jesse.
这个时候要高立这个王。
They were going to anoint a king.
这个时候以利亚出现了。
So Eliab came out.
那圣经上描述以利亚这个人，他的外貌身材高大。
So this man was very tall.
一般的选人的话，都选什么样的人呢
？So when you pick a person, what kind of person do you choose?
一般的选人的话，我们都很容易看外表。
We are very superficial when it comes to picking.
正像扫罗哈，我们看九章二节。
Let's flip back a little bit to First Samuel chapter 9 verse 2.
九章的第二节。描述的是扫罗。
So here we have Saul.
他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，又健壮又俊美。
And so he had a son named Saul, an impressive young man.
在以色列人中没有一个能比他的。
Without equal among the Israelites.
身体比众民高过一头。
A head taller than any of the others.
所以这个以利亚经过撒母耳眼前的时候。
And so when Eliab came before Samuel,
他是有像着扫罗一样的外表。
So he had an appearance similar to Saul.
当时撒母耳一看。
So when Samuel saw this,
他也说哦，这就是耶和华的受膏者。
He thought surely this must be the Lord's anointed.
但是神说不是。
But God said no.
因为人看人只是看外表。
Because when we look at other people, we only see the external
appearance. 撒母耳是一个属灵的人。
But Samuel is a spiritual person.
但是也很容易，也很容易这个眼目昏花。
But he is also very easily fooled by appearances.
正像老以利。
Just like the old Eli.
老以利年老的时候。
When old Eli was old.
也是眼目昏花。
He also lost his.
所以，作为当时以色列的宗教领袖。
And as the spiritual leader at the time.
他的眼目也是一样。
That was the same thing with Samuel.
我们可以看到当时的社会光景。
We see the way the society was at the time.
人们都比的是外表。
People only looked at the outside.
人们都看的是外在的。
And they only saw the externals.
看到的是外在的一些表征。
Then they saw the external phenomenon.
我想这也是提醒我们今天的教会。
So this is something that we are to be reminded of in the church.
中国的家庭教会正在成长的过程里头。
In the process of the growth in the China's churches,
这十几年间教会变化非常的大。
That in these last decades, the church has had a great change.
我在这五年间哈，在这五年间在牧养教会，我发现比前五年就经历了很多的艰难。
In the last 5 years of my ministry with the church, it's been very different, very much more difficult
compared
to the first five.
前几年牧养教会的时候。弟兄姐妹顺从的心特别强烈。
That at first, the heart of obedience in the brothers and sisters were very strong.
这几年牧养教会，我就会发现弟兄姐妹很难跟从。
And as I'm leading the church now, I see that the brothers and sisters are very difficult in following.
是牧师不对吗？
Is there something wrong with the pastor?
我想是整个的大的环境在变化。
I think the whole environment is changing.
在中国都常常讲说，我们千万不要像北美的教会。
We all say to ourselves, let us not never become like the North American churches.
大家都彼此勉励，彼此提醒。
That we all remind ourselves and encourage ourselves.
那北美的教会怎么样了呢？
So what's wrong with the American church?
其实在我发现在北美的教会，很多的基督徒是认识教堂，并不认识耶稣。
Because in American churches, people know the building, but they don't know Jesus.
当他们离开了教堂的时候，他们不会过信仰生活。
When they leave, once they leave the chapel, they don't know how to live lives of faith.
我到过美国15个州。
I've been to 15 states in the United States.
我来过美国的这个很多的华人教会讲道。
I've spoken to many Chinese churches.
所以我在你们当中应该是有发言权的。
So I have a little bit of authority here, standing here talking to you about this.
这是我所观察到的。
This is what I've observed.
我发现能够真正的委身，能够真正的跟从耶稣的人很少。
That there are very few people who are really willing to dedicate themselves and following God.
环境太安逸了。
Because it's too comfortable here.
我们的教堂太舒适了。
The building is too nice.
那信仰是需要试验的。
And faith needs to be tested.
信仰一定是要在苦难当中长大的。
And faith can only grow in difficulty.
但是我们偏偏经历不了苦难。
But we do not experience such hardships here.
我们生活的环境很平和。
Our lives are very peaceful here.
人有尊重人。
And everyone respects everyone else.
有很高的道德水准。
And there's a very high ethical standard.
这样的环境还需要什么？
What else do you need here?
好像我们在一个温水当中。
It's like we're in a warm water bath here.
那在中国的教会。
In China.
大家都在讲说我们千万不要走到北美的教会。
So we all say to ourselves, let us never be like the American.
而北美的教会说，我们千万不要走到欧洲的教会。
And American church is saying, let us never be like the churches of Europe.
我跟你讲，现在的欧洲是非常可怕的事情。
You know, it's very terrible now in Europe.
一个人一生三次去教堂。
A person goes to church three times his whole life.
他们认为自己是基督徒。
And they think they're Christians.
那你们知道都是哪三次去教堂？
You know what three times?
出生的时候。
When they're born.
因为在欧洲很多人上户口，他们就要到教堂去。
Because when they register themselves.
要接受洗礼。
To be baptized as an infant.
然后牧师签字。
And the priest signs their name.
这样他就户口登记了。
And then they're registered as a citizen.
第二次去教堂可能是。
The second time they go into a church.
可能是婚礼。
Is getting married.
因为婚礼现在已经不叫基督教婚礼了。
Because there's no such thing as a Christian style.
他们更喜欢叫西式婚礼。
They call it a Western style wedding.
那第三次。
The third time.
那可能就是他的这个葬礼了。
It's their funeral.
所以欧洲的教会已经到了这个光景。
That's the kind of situation that's in Europe's churches.
在英国很多的教堂。
Many churches in England.
已经改变了用途。
Is already changed its use.
在英国，有的教堂已经成了卡西诺。
Some of the churches in England have become casinos.
这不是危言耸听。
So this is not, you know, this is not.
我想有人可能到过英国，你可以去看一看。
If you go, you can go and see for yourself.
现在穆斯林正在占领英国。
So the Muslims are taking over England.
穆斯林说2020年要把英国和美国变成穆斯林的国家。
They say by 2020 we're going to turn England and the United States into Muslim countries.
那美国、法国、英国还有德国，他们说我们的国家要多元。
And so the America, France, and Germany, they say to themselves, oh, how far are we away from that reality?
我们要多文化的国家。
We want a civilized society.
所以他们就敞开了门。
They open their doors.
欢迎。
And they welcome people.
直到2001年911事件
，until the 9/11 events，
那个时候唤醒了美国人民
，that awakened the American people。
据说在911那天当天的晚上
，the night that happened，
教会没有人通知应该开祷告会
，there were no request from many churches to have a prayer meeting.
很多的信徒自觉地来到教会。
Many of the believers came anyway.
他们为在这些苦难当中的人祷告。
They prayed for the people who were suffering.
但是今天。
But today.
在教会开祷告会是人数最少的。
The prayer meeting is the meeting with the least people in them.
这是一个表现。
This is a symptom.
为什么开祷告会人少呢？
Why is so few people show up for prayer?
因为大家觉得那不真实。
Because people feel it's fake.
真实的是什么？
What's real?
真实的是眼睛可以看得见的。
It's the things that they can see with their eyes.
这是魔鬼撒旦的伎俩。
So this is a trick of the devil.
这是魔鬼撒旦的欺骗。
This is the way he tricks us.
祷告和这个世界是完全不同的。
That prayer has nothing to do with this world.
祷告是要慢。
That prayer is slow.
祷告是要等。
Prayer involves waiting.
祷告是要静。
And prayer is quiet.
但是这个世界
well, what's this world?
喜欢快
this world like being fast,
喜欢动
likes motion,
只喜欢赶快做
and they like things to have be done right now.
这是跟神的国度完全不一样的
this is completely different from the kingdom of God.
今天我们很注重外在的
we're very obsessed with
我在北京所牧养的教会也是如此
so the church that I lead in Beijing
虽然牧师看到了很多的危险危机在存在
we see a lot of dangers existing.
但是也不免受制于长老和执事。
But oftentimes we're held back by the deacons and elders.
请在座的长老和执事饶恕我。
And I ask the elders and deacons here forgive me when I say this.
他们跟我说做这个做那个。
They tell me do this, do that.
他们拼命的给我发 email.
And they send me all sorts of emails.
啊，说这个很好，那个很好。
That this is great and that is great.
有时候牧师也没有办法。
And sometimes the pastor doesn't know what to do.
现在在教会里面属灵的力量越来越弱。
The spiritual strength of the church is dwindling.
而人们追求的更多的是眼睛可以看得到的。
And people are seeking after that which they can see.
更喜欢追求的是身材高大的。
They like to seek after the tall.
更追求的是恩赐主义。
And they seek after this idea of talents.
教会喜欢恩赐胜过生命。
That the church likes the gifts more than they like life.
我不知道在座的各位有没有意识到今天教会的危机。
I don't know if you realize the crisis that the church is in today.
当一个一个的人从撒母耳眼前经过的时候。
As the sons of Jesse passed before the eyes of
Samuel. 撒母耳的眼睛开了。
Samuel's eyes were opened.
他看到那些都不是上帝的。
He sees that none of these are the people.
那不是上帝所拣选的。
Has selected.
于是他问耶西。
So he asked Jesse,
你还有儿子吗
Are these all the sons you have?
耶西说还有一个。
He says, yeah, one more.
这个儿子简直是被耶西遗忘了的。
This is a son that's been forgotten by God.
是被全家人所看不起的。
That nobody in the family looks well upon him.
是大人们都在坐席。
All the adults are at the table.
你只能在外边看着羊。
And this little kid out there
是这样的一个人。
Watching the sheep. That's the kind of person he is.
这个时候撒母耳说
And Samuel says,
你要把他叫来。
Call him here.
如果他不来
We will not sit down
我们必不坐席。
Until he arrives.
这个时候就把大卫叫来。
So then finally they called David.
如果你们还记得诗篇二十七篇第十节。
If you've read Psalms 27, verse 10.
那是大卫从心灵深处的告白。
That this is the confession that David made.
他说什么呢
?What he say?
他说我父母离弃我
Though my father and my mother forsake me,
耶和华必收留我
The Lord will receive me.
大卫他有一个属神的眼睛
He had the eyes of God.
他能够写出这样的诗歌
He can write a hymn like that.
在他的生命当中
In his life,
那属神的灵啊，神的灵在他的里面大大的感动他
The Spirit of God was on him, in him.
在诗篇里面差不多这个三分之一的这个诗歌都是大卫写成的。
So of all the Psalms, about a third of them were written by David.
写到他信仰的挣扎。
Writing about his struggles.
写到他内心的痛苦。
Writing about his sorrow.
写到敌人的追杀。
Writing about being pursued by the
enemy. 写到他经历到来到耶和华面前他所享受的平安。
And the peace that he experienced coming.
带给我们后人很大的祝福。
So he was a great blessing to those of us who came behind.
这个小男孩来到了撒母耳的面前。
And this young man came before Samuel.
圣经描述他。
And so
说他面色光红。
He was ruddy.
双目清秀。
and a fine appearance,
容貌俊美
and handsome features.
不是不看外表吗？
So are we not supposed to be superficial?
怎么要花篇幅描述他的外表呢？
So why are we spending time to describe how he looks here?
这是圣经里面一个内在的矛盾哈。
So this is almost a contradiction.
那我怎么样去理解呢？
How am I to understand this?
但是我们仔细看的时候，
When we see this,
我们却发现这几个描述是表达了大卫的内心。
These are descriptions explaining what David was like on the inside.
面色双目。
He was ruddy.
所以如果你今天去看中医，你看中医的话，
If you go see a doctor of Chinese medicine,
中医会怎么看你呢？
How does he look at you?
他会看你的相，对吧？
He will look at your face.
啊，看你的面色。
Looking at the color of your face.
啊，看你的舌苔。
Looking at your tongue.
然后他能诊断你里面的病。
And then he'll diagnose what's wrong with you on the inside.
所以当我们看到面色光红，双目清秀的时候，
his face was ready and he had sharp eyes.
人都说眼睛是心灵的窗户。
They say the eyes are the window to the soul.
可以从眼睛看到他的内心世界。
You can look into someone's internal world through their.
不光是这些了，我觉得这并不重要。
So this is not maybe not as important.
重要的是神的预定。
Important is what God has decided.
那我们看到这个第二节哈。
If we go back to chapter verse.
因我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
Chapter verse 1, I have chosen.
那我们都知道我们的信仰不是因行为称义。
Because we know that we are not believers because of anything we have done.
我们的信仰是因行为，因信心。
Our belief is by we are saved through faith.
那信心是否是先于重生呢？
So does faith happen before you're reborn?
很多人认为信仰是我选择的。
Many of you think, well, of course I.
是我先信了。
Of course I believe first.
神才拯救我。
And then God saved me.
神才拣选我。
Then God chose me.
其实这是完全是人本主义的说法。
So this is human-centered belief.
那我们的答案呢？是完全是否定的。
Our answer is no.
真实的悔改和相信是出于那颗新的心。
The true repentance and belief come from a new heart.
是神的预定在先。
It is God's choosing.
是神的拣选在先。
God has chosen us.
是神的灵已经在大卫的生命里面做工。
That God's spirit is already working in David.
神要把我们带进的是一种信任他的关系当中。
God wants to lead us into a relationship where we trust him.
而不是我们彻底的了解他或者他的道路。
It's not that we understand him or his ways fully.
申命记二十九章二十九节说。
Because Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29 says,
隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的。
The hidden things belong to God.
唯有显明的是属于我们和我们的子孙。
Only the things that have been made clear belong to us.
是要叫我们遵行。
And our children, so that we may follow the words.
啊，所以看到这个王出现了。
So the king has now appeared.
那撒母耳呢，就用一牛角的油哈。然后膏在了大卫的身上。
And so he used the horn of the oil in his horn to anoint David.
好，这个时候大卫被高立作王。
And so David was anointed to be king.
扫罗被弃绝。
And Saul was rejected.
但是神的方式特别的奇妙。
But the way God goes about doing this is very wonderful.
他不是要让人逃避责任。
He does not want people to escape their responsibility.
他不是做的是忽如一夜春风来，千树万树梨花开。
It's not that all of a sudden, you know, this wind blows through and all the flowers bloom.
他是要大卫经历苦难。
He wanted David to experience the difficulty.
在苦难当中来练就大卫。
And to train him through that difficulty.
那看到这两个王的时候，
When we see these two kings,
你会想到什么呢？
What do you think? What do you think of?
那我们注意到这段经文的堕落的焦点。
Let's look at the focus of this verse.
这段经文的堕落的焦点是失去了平安。
Is the loss of peace.
失去了平安是因为没有了信仰。
And when you have no faith.
是因为信仰的堕落。
That's a symptom of a fallen faith.
是因为人们太看外在的，不再依靠耶和华神。
Because people were too focused on the external, and they do not look upon God.
失去了平安。
And they lost their peace.
那这两个王你会想到谁呢？
So what do you think of when you look at these two kings?
我们很自然的会想到亚当和耶稣。
We think of Adam and Jesus.
那我们知道我们的始祖是谁啊？
We know who our ancestor is.
亚当。
Adam.
亚当他没有顺服耶和华神。
He did not obey God.
他偷食了禁果。
He ate the forbidden fruit.
他堕落了罪里。
And he fell into sin.
堕落在罪里的第一个表现。
And the first thing he did when he fell into sin.
就是人际关系出了问题。
Is his relationships went wrong.
他们彼此的指责。
They blamed each other.
夫妻不再是夫妻。
They were no longer husband and wife.
夫妻不再是骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
It was no longer bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
而是彼此敌对的关系。
And they became adversaries.
失去了平安。
They lost their peace.
他失去了跟神的关系。
And he lost his relationship with God.
当耶和华神在园中行走的时候。
When the Lord was walking in the garden.
亚当不再去直面耶和华神。
Adam no longer faced him.
他去躲避神。
He was hiding from God.
所以我跟各位讲。
So I tell you,
当一个信徒犯罪的时候
when a believer sins,
他最害怕的一件事是见牧师。
The thing that he's afraid of the most is to talk to the pastor.
你这么认为吗？
Isn't that what you think?
我在北京牧会就是这样的。
That's what I've experienced when I
pastored the congregations. 我就看到有的基督徒他活在罪里。
There are many Christians living in
sin. 他的眼神都不敢看你。
He's unwilling to even meet eyes with you.
他选择的是逃避。
He would rather run away.
远离共同体生活。
To leave that the life of living of this communion.
他觉得躲起来是更安全。
That it's safer to hide.
这个就叫鸵鸟的感觉。
That's a in an ostrich way of thinking.
所以亚当逃避神。
Adam ran away from God.
所以第一个亚当完全的堕落了。
The first Adam completely fell.
因着第一个亚当的堕落，整个罪就进入了世界。
And because of this fall, sin entered into the whole.
我们完全是被罪污染了的一群。
Now we're people who are completely polluted by sin.
亚当没有把好的东西遗传给我们，而是把罪遗传了给我们。
Adam didn't pass down anything good to us, but instead he gave us.
这就是你和我的原罪。
And that is our original sin.
所以每个人每天都思想的是罪。
So all of our thoughts, day in and day out, are sinful ones.
当我们表面上做得越好
，and the better we look on the outside.
表面上越是讨别人的喜欢的时候
，and the more we try to please other people on the outside.
其实我们的这个用一个成语叫道貌岸然。
That it's actually completely useless.
所以人是这样的。
That's the way we are.
人是在用自己的外表在欺骗别人。
That we try to fool other people with our.
但是你的内心世界，你的痛苦，你的挣扎，你没有平安，只有耶稣基督他知道。
Your internal world, your sufferings, your struggles, only Jesus.
只有神最知道你。
Only God knows you the best.
我们感谢神。
We thank Him.
这第二亚当来了。
The second Adam came.
他道成了肉身。
He came in the form, the word became flesh.
所以耶稣降生的那一天叫平安夜。
And so the night that he came is the night of peace.
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Peace on earth to those whom he pleased.
在天上荣耀归给神。
And glory to God in the highest.
当耶稣复活要离开这个世界的时候，他见到门徒们。
When Jesus resurrected and he was about to go into heaven, when he saw his disciples,
他说的一句话叫愿你们平安。
He said, "Peace be with you."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
你有平安吗
？Do you have peace？
最大的平安
，Do you have that ultimate peace？
就是你的罪被拿去
，and that is your sins being taken away。
你的罪被赦免
，your sins being forgiven。
你可以坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前
，you can come without fear before the throne。
你可以敬拜他。
You can worship him.
你可以高声唱诗歌。
You can sing.
你可以像小孩子一样单纯的依靠他。
And you can rely on him like a little child.
这是真正的平安。
That's true peace.
所以今天的经文，我有三个方面跟你的应用。
And so there's three applications of these verses.
第一个叫真正的平安。
First is true peace.
我们大部分的基督徒
，most Christians
都是混合主义者。
Are people who live in a mixed
混合主义者就是我们既有圣经
，so we try to live we have the Bible，
我们又有过去生活给我们带来的习性
，we have the habits from our old lives，
而且我们有灵恩派的东西
，and then we have stuff you know from the charismatics，
啊，这叫混合主义者
，so this is you know the compromised living，
灵恩派的东西带给我们的是什么呢
？so what does the charismatic
实际上是神秘主义
，it's a sense of mystery。
常常强调圣灵的感动。
Mysticism is emphasizing the leading of the Spirit.
常常讲圣灵的带领。
It's talking about the being filled by the Spirit.
他愿意做的事情，他说是圣灵的带领。
The things that he wants to do, he calls that the leading of the Spirit.
他不愿意做的事情，他也说是圣灵的带领。
And the things he doesn't want to do, he also calls it the leading of the Spirit.
这是灵恩派带给我们的。
This is what the charismatic movement.
还有我们就是里面有神的话。
And we have the Word of God.
因为我们到教会来学道。
We come to the church and we.
我们每天也，我们也每天在读圣经。
And we're reading the Bible every day.
但是我们又有很多的在我们生命当中所经历的过去的世界观。
We have the old way of looking at the world.
这些东西交织在我们的里面。
And these things collected into us.
于是在我们里面形成了极大的征战。
There's a great war waging inside of us.
我们要真正的平安。
We want true peace.
真正的平安就是上帝的话语在你的里面。
True peace is God's word inside of you.
什么是基督徒？
What is a Christian?
基督徒就是让圣经的世界观成为你的世界观，倾其一生而操练。
And is to let the worldview of the Bible become your worldview, and you're practicing that your whole.
我们要操练。
We are to practice.
我们要在上帝的话语面前操练。
We are to train before God.
你才能够得到真正的平安。
That's the only way to get true peace.
第二个，我想跟你们的应用是。
The second application.
教会当摒弃成功主义的假象。
And that we should leave behind the idea of success of a prosperity theology.
今天的教会正在淹没在自我中心的陶醉中。
Now the church is drowning in self-indulgence.
教会正在遮蔽上帝的荣耀。
And it is covering God's glory.
敬拜形式化。
That the worship has become formalized.
信仰表面化。
And the beliefs have become superficial.
教会管理工商化。
And the organization of the church has become commercialized.
这些东西现在正在成为教会的主导。
This is becoming the mainstream leading of the church.
我特别祷告求神祝福奥兰多华人教会。
And I pray that God will bless the Orlando church.
上帝在我每个人的生命当中都有他的心意。
That God's word has a leading for every one of our hearts.
你是上帝所爱的。
You are the one that God.
你是他所拣选的。
You are the one He.
你今天来到这个教堂里面不是突然的。
It is not by coincidence that you.
你要思想上帝在你身上的旨意。
You are to meditate on the God's will in your life.
不要把道理引进教会。
You don't just lead teachings into the church.
而是在教会当中要宣讲真理。
But to proclaim the truth.
今天很多人说这有道理啊。
You say, well, okay, that's reasonable.
道理不是真理。
Reason is not truth.
真理是排他的。
Truth is exclusive.
真理是拒绝心理学的。
Truth is rejected.
真理是拒绝一切的不合神的这个主义和思想。
Truth rejects all of those beliefs that are not of God.
保守今天的教会的圣洁在你和我的身上。
Protect the holiness of the church today.
不仅仅是牧师的责任。
That's not just.
而是我们每一个人的责任。
Of the minister, but every one of us.
阿们。第三个我要跟你们的应用。
The third use.
就是我们要依靠真正的国王耶稣基督。
We are to obey the true king.
大卫是一个不完美的国王。
David was an imperfect king.
所以上帝拣选他。上帝使用他。
And God used him.
但是在他的身上也有很多的这样的污秽。
But he had many sins.
罪和堕落。
And fallenness.
但是他有一颗依靠上帝的心。
But he had a heart belonging to God.
他有一个在神面前真诚悔改的心。
He had a heart willing to truly repent before him.
但是圣经带给我们的。
But what the Bible
让我们看到的是我们真正的君王。
Is a true king.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
以赛亚书第九章六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有婴孩为我们而生。
Unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们。
A son is given.
政权要担在他的肩头上。
And the authority will be on his shoulder.
他要成为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君王。
His name is Wonderful Counselor, Eternal Father, and the Glorious King.
只有这借着这新约的中保。
And through only through this mediator of the New Testament,
我们才能得着这真生命。
We can have true life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我特别的祷告，求神祝福你们。
I pray that God truly blesses you.
愿你们在北美这个地方靠着主刚强，为他做见证。
That you can be strong and be His witnesses here in North America.
保守教会的健康和圣洁。
That and protect. The health and purity of the church.
愿神与你们同在。
May the Lord be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你借着你宝贵的话语，你再次的训诫我们。
Thank you that your precious word are here teaching us.
你劝勉我们，你也警醒我们。
You encourage us and you awaken us.
主啊，求你拿去我们贪爱世界的心。
Take away our hearts that lust after the world.
让我们不再为自己活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
而是为你而活。
But for you.
主啊，放在我们生命里一个挑战。
The challenge that has been placed in our lives today.
让耶稣基督在我的生命里显大。
That Jesus is great in my life.
让我在你面前衰微。
And that I become insignificant.
让我一生可以荣耀你。
So that I can glorify you my whole life.
祝福在位的每一个弟兄姐妹。
And bless every one of us.
让你的名在他们身上得荣耀。
Then let your name be glorified in our lives.
奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
We pray all this in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.